Chapter 29, Sahar.
Mekwi Iza.
I didn't understand the language Zilin spoke, but by the sound of the loud hiss that escaped Jasmina, I assumed she knew what he said and that it was a very bad thing. I didn't know what, but when the floor started rumbling, I feared the worst. The whole temple shook and rocked back and forth like a giant earthquake was splitting open the ground. The quakes traveled up the walls until the whole temple crackled with vibrations.
"What's happening?"
Rachel yelled through the din.
"Nothing good,"
Kristoff called back. We all stumbled our way toward the altar in the center of the room and steadied ourselves and each other as the temple continued to shake violently. Finally, the rumbling stopped, and a deafening silence fell over us. We stood, frozen, uncertain what all had just happened. And then, from somewhere up in the temple, something unleashed a growl so horrifying every part of me trembled, as if my body was still caught in the temple's earthquake.
"What the hell was that?"
Rachel shouted. Nobody answered. We were all still frozen in fear until another growl echoed through the hallways. And then a Zilin, almost forgotten where he floated, spoke.
"Are you sure you won't reconsider my offer?"
I whipped around and sent a bolt of simmering purple magic at the sorcerer. He dodged it with terrifying speed.
"Then welcome to your tomb."
Zilin sent dark magic sweeping toward us as we heard more growls in the upper levels of the temple getting closer. I sent up a shield around our group, and Jasmina fortified it with her own power. The black magic smashed into the barrier around us and dripped down the sides, like oil. Our shield melted away, but we were all unharmed. Zilin held his hands close together in front of his body, and a dark blue light spun between his outstretched fingers.
"Run!"
Onyx shouted as a blast of blue magic sent chunks of stone flying behind us. I sprinted for the door, along with my companions. The Doombringer led our mad dash toward the stairs, but something poured out of the stairwell, like a flood. Something I had never seen before. I expected to see zombies or lichlings filing into the temple, called by their master to kill us. But instead, rotting mummies scuffled toward us.
"What are those things?"
Kristoff shouted. Onyx raised her greatsword, unhindered by the creatures, and sliced the closest one across the chest, severing it in two. Rachel jumped forward and cut another one down with her crescent blade, and another one fell with Erwin's arrow sticking out of its head.
"Mummies!"
Rosmarin screamed as she swung her sword at a bandaged creature. Zilin's now infamous laugh rang out through the chamber, and then his voice echoed off the walls and bounced around my skull.
"I've awoken the guardians of this temple. They won't let you leave alive."
As more mummies came down the stairs, they quickly met their fate as Rosmarin, Onyx, Erwin, and Rachel picked each of them off. Jasmina, Kristoff, and I did what we could to hold off Zilin and his attacks. He floated down from the ceiling and landed back on the altar, and stalked toward us with a burning fire in his red eyes. He drew his hand quickly down and unleashed a blast of air at us. The spell knocked all of us down, even the sturdy Onyx, but she was back on her feet and the Doombringer sliced more mummies apart. Rosmarin, still on the ground, jabbed her sword up into an oncoming mummy, and Rachel helped her up to her feet as she dropped the mummy to the stone and slit the blade from its rotting flesh. Erwin stood further back and shot arrows at the creatures that flooded down the stairs and blocked our escape. Kristoff sent an impressive bolt of light back toward the horde. The beam caught two of the mummies in the chest, and they crumpled to the ground. Jasmina and I threw our own spells at the sorcerer as he came forward. Flashes of white, black, blue, and purple lit up the chamber as we cast spells back and forth with Kristoff using his light. We slowed Zilin down, but couldn't completely stop him. As he tossed spells our way, the djinn and I took turns releasing protective magic to shield the group, and offensive magic in an attempt to stop the vampire bearing down on us. By now, a pile of mummies lay on the floor by the entrance to the stairs. The pack that had been blocking our exit had thinned out considerably, thanks to the council's fighting skills. Onyx sent her sword swinging into the last one in the stairwell.
"Let's move!"
Onyx yelled and sprinted toward the stairs. We ran on after her, and as soon as I entered the stairwell, a blast of flames licked at the back of me.
"Keep moving!"
I yelled, afraid Zillin was right behind me.
"There are mummies up ahead!"
Onyx called back. I screamed as I sent waves of water rushing down the stairs to flood the entire stairwell. I hoped that would slow him down enough. We ran back through the labyrinth of dark halls winding up through the temple, and more mummies sprang out from the walls ahead of us and behind us. Wherever there was a painting of a person with those X's over their eyes, mummies burst forth. This really was a giant catacomb, and now Zillin had woken the entire place. Rubble flew everywhere, and one of the violent projectiles struck Kristoff in the head. His hand shot up to the bloody wound, and a mummy came bursting out of the wall to his left. He used his pain and his anger and screamed out as he stabbed his blade into the mummy's head. It fell back into the tomb it had emerged from, never to wake again. Onyx, still in the lead, pushed through any mummies that blocked our path. She valiantly struck them down with growls and snarls. The hallways were almost too narrow for her to maneuver her greatsword properly, but she still managed. Rachel used her long waldo to stab any mummies Onyx hadn't already gotten. She stood behind the gargoyle, but shoved a blade past Onyx on the right side into a mummy, and then Rachel pulled her blade back and shot it past Onyx's left into another creature that stumbled forward, while Onyx chopped down the mummy directly in front of her. The rest of the council worried about any mummies that still hid in the walls and dispatched them as their stone tombs bursted open. One of them pushed its rotting hand out of the wall and grabbed Erwin's arm, but she quickly turned and cut its arm off at the elbow with a dagger. The free limb fell to the ground, but the mummy had cut a huge gash in Erwin's bicep. Another mummy burst out of the wall across from the one Eri had just killed, but Rosmarin was ready. The creature crawled out of the destroyed wall, pushing stone and rubble aside. Rosmarin spun around and slammed her blade into the mummy before kicking it to the ground. We kept pushing through and moved forward as quickly as we could, but more mummies continued to break out of the walls behind us. Jasmina and I threw spells backward at any pursuers. The magical blast sent more rubble flying everywhere until broken bits of stone littered the hallway. We had been zigzagging back through the maze for a while now, and fought our way up several staircases, but I had no idea how many floors were in the temple. I knew we still had many to go, and I realized how exhausted I was when Onyx started into a room.
"In here,"
the gargoyle screamed. I was the last of our party to enter, so I cast a shield spell that materialized as a thick chunk of ice over the door so we would have at least a little rest from the army of mummies that bore down on us. We heard a scratching sound coming from the other side of the ice door as the mummies tried to claw their way in.
"How many more floors are left?"
Kristoff panted. He had his hands stretched up behind his head. I wondered how much more Kristoff could handle. He had been using his light powers a lot more than he ever had before, and I wasn't sure how much it would take out of him, or how long the light might take to replenish. He had shown a lot of improvement, but was still building up his skill and his tolerance for his light. But he seemed to do fine, and I was proud of him.
"I don't know, but probably a lot,"
Rachel quipped. She had one hand holding up her blade and another hand on her hip.
"What's the plan?"
Rosmarin asked after she had caught her breath.
"Rest, recover, and then keep fighting our way back up to the entrance,"
Onyx said in her to-the-point voice. She was well trained for battle, and the commander of Constanta's army, so she was always one step ahead with strategy.
I hope Lynx and Jace are all right.
Erwin worried. I had forgotten about our friends waiting for us at the temple entrance. I hoped they were okay and not facing an army of mummies, zombies, and lichlings, but we wouldn't know their fate until we made it out of the temple alive. We should move soon. I fear Zillin might still be following us. I reminded the group. I wasn't sure how long my water spell would hold, and the thought of that vampire sorcerer on our tracks made me shiver.
Is everyone ready?
Onyx asked. She held a greatsword with one hand, the blade propped up on her shoulder. There were varying nods and sounds of assent. I took that as my cue and walked over to the icy door. We could still hear the scratching sounds of mummies trying to break into our hideout. On the count of three, I announced. My companions readied their weapons, and I placed my hands on the frozen barrier. Jasmina's staff glowed orange as she readied a spell for the first unfortunate mummies waiting at the door. One. Two. Three. There I smelted, and a mass of mummies clawed their way into the room. Jasmina released her spell that smashed into the mummies and boiled their decaying flesh where they stood. Erwin shot arrow after arrow into the next mummies that climbed over their dead companions. I moved further back in the room so that Onyx could slip past me. She chopped two mummies in half at once as she swung her sword at the intruders. I sent a blast of energy at the creatures, which blew them back into the hallway. But more mummies stumbled in, ready to kill us. Rosmarin gave a shrill warrior's yell and lunged forward. She sliced a dirty arm off a mummy, and Rachel leapt in and dismembered it. They continued to slice and slash at mummies, but more kept rolling in, trapping us in this room. If we didn't do something, this would be our tomb. Somewhere in the floors below us, a giant blast rattled the temple. I imagine Zillin was raging through the temple as he continued through the halls without finding any of our dead bodies. We need to get out of here! I screamed. Onyx tried to push forward through the mummies, but they scraped and clawed at her until she had to retreat back into the room with cuts and scrapes. Blood dripped down her gray skin, but she fought on, as did the rest of us. Kristoff had been alternating between shooting blasts of light and killing mummies with his dagger a little further inside the room. But he pushed forward, past Rosmarin. "Everyone, get back!" he shouted. We did what he said, but as more mummies came into the room and surrounded Kristoff, we ran toward the mass. However, Chris's blinding flash of light forced us to stop and shield our eyes. When I opened mine, Kristoff stood in the middle of the room with piles of ash at his feet. He staggered for a second, but he seemed all right.
"Let's get out of here!"
Rachel shouted. Onyx raced out of the room and we quickly followed behind her. No more mummies remained in the halls ahead of us, but as we climbed the steps to the next level, more undead emerged, and we continued our fight. The hallways became warmer and brighter as we made our ascent, informing me we were almost to the top, and soon enough I climbed upstairs into the hot sunlight and recognized the small, square room at the top of the temple. We exited into the sizzling heat, and I glanced around for Lynx and Jace.
"Where are they?"
I shouted, and then I heard a yell come from the other side of the temple. We ran around the entrance and saw Lynx and Jace locked in battle against two furious mummies. Lynx kicked one down the stairs, and Jace sliced another's head from his shoulders. The two warriors turned and saw us.
"Mummies! There are mummies!"
Jace shouted as they ran up the stairs.
"We know!"
Rachel hissed at them, out of breath.
"We need to move!"
Onyx shouted, and we took off down the temple stairs with an army of the dead before us and behind us.